Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Every year, well-meaning people kill moose calves or doom them to an unnatural life in confinement by rescuing them. It's dangerous and unnecessary. This is especially a problem in Anchorage, where lots of people and moose coexist. People see a moose calf by itself and often assume the mother is dead or has abandoned the calf, when in truth, she's nearby feeding and will soon return. Anchorage wildlife biologist Rick Sinnott gets dozens of calls every spring to come and rescue moose calves. He advises people to be patient. The mother will return.
People get freaked out because they see a calf falling down the street or, you know, in their backyard, and they think it lost, it's orphaned, and there's nothing to be done except rescue it, but the cow's going to come back. Usually our first response when someone says the calf is separated from the cow is we just tell them to wait, unless there's a situation where it's dangerous, where they're separated by a fence and the cow's getting agitated, possibly dangerous to the public. But if it's just a calf is just crying in their backyard, we'll just usually tell them to wait, unless the dogs are chasing it or something, because that's a natural response. But that's the signal for the cow to come back and get it. And oftentimes, in Anchorage, the cow does come back and get it. Someone will call us back the next day or whatever and say, oh yeah, you know, we saw the cow, it came back and got the calf. So that's a very common thing.
If you see a moose calf, do not take it home. Leave it alone. And if you do have reason to believe it may be in trouble, call the local office of Fish and Game. For Sound Wild, I'm Kathy Hawker. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.